Late night and a bitter winter, as I proofread where my printer, cockeyed lines I'd launched at witless critic or poet wannabe. While I sat there long judging PQ botches, tired and drudging, suddenly I felt a nudging, nudging at my trousers knee. "'Tis some errant draft," I grumbled, budging at my trousers knee. Nothing else is here to see. But the nudging still repeated, like some foe yet undefeated. So I turned and gazed well over to the floor beyond my knee. There stood a penguin staring at me, as if ever boldly daring, not for ranks or titles caring, with his black eyes locked to me. Not for fall of empires caring, in his sable eyes thou'd see, stood and said, "Just do me." I said, "I, doom's harbinger, from whom the messenger? At least this note is less vague than what the last bird brought to me. Now I know to ask such matters as when and how and where doom scatters all round, skip mere patters like repeating thyself to me. Else I swear thou'lt rue the day thou ever tried to go through me." Plainly explained, do me. "Friend," the piebald bird exclaimed, "my very first two words explained all I ever wanted or could want from a writer such as thee. Verses as once made a raven famous here and in his haven. But if thou'rt too drunk or craven, there's one more for me to see. Deep in time my work awaits, Breathed will be the lad for me, the artist to do me."